Halachis is what we need to prepare for the Seder. Just briefly summarize where we left off. We began to look at the halachis which relate to morrow. So we said that there are mentioned in Chazal five types of morrow, out of which we are able to identify with certainty two. One, which is the first one on the list of five, which is called Chazeret, let it. And the third one on the list, which is called Tamcho, which nowadays we know as horseradish, or in Yiddish, chrei. And we mentioned that although, according to the strict halacha, in this list of five, the list of five is also a list of preference. One is ideally meant to take the first one on the list, followed by the second one, followed by the third one, etc., depending what's available. So that would then follow that the list that the most preferable would be to take chazeres, which is lettuce, and horseradish would only be the third preferred option. Nevertheless, we read the first word in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and this is also mentioned by Albert Peskin, that the Minhag Yisrael was in bygone generations always to take horseradish. Horseradish on its own, we'll come to it together in a minute. And we explained that the reason why that was commonplace was simply because in the places where many of our forebears lived in previous generations, in the cold parts of Europe, lettuce was not so easily available. And it was taken on this time of year. And in addition, it was also very difficult to clean from bugs.
Yes,
tell me.
By far more important reason. For somehow, my experience when I come to learn about cleaning, it is just bitterness.
Yeah.
Bitterness. And right now, and in Russia, the same thing I have seen. First, it's not that it has anything but bitterness has to be, or bitterness. Right,
so
what's better than fresh
bread? Yeah, you can't go against the list of the Mishnah.
No, definitely not.
People
not on this level.
People rephrase it ours. What he means is to ask his mother why he did it this way. That's why people think maybe to prefer it.
Because in America right now, a lot of elderly Jews refuse to have Seder without prayer.
Not a Seder without prayer. What sort of Seder is that?
Without the room,
That's coming off that tomorrow, but actually, in halakha, the lettuce is preferred. We'll come to some more.
It was apart from me when I learned. I do it right now, but I never do
it. Let's say straight away, there is a minhag by some people, which maybe this is what you do, this is what I do, to have lettuce together with horseradish.
Yeah,
so that's sort of maybe...
It is compromised.
Maybe that's meant to be like a way of sort of satisfying both of these flaws. On the one hand, lettuce is meant to be lechatzkin. On the other hand, you give some bitter taste by adding the horseradish.
There's nothing to compromise because you're eating lettuce.
The vice you're eating both.
Yeah.
Yeah. This minhag is also mentioned in the Oruch HaShulchan to have a little bit of both.
Plus, between me and you, it's much easier to swallow because
it's covered quite a while.
Even the lettuce is not so easy.
Yeah, the lettuce is okay. The lettuce is difficult. Okay, so let's come back to reading now the kitzur inside. So first he speaks a little bit about the chrei. So the Torah tomorrow is gimel for the mitzvah of morrow noyim because comes on the mitzvah is to take. I think it's on that paper, but the minhag is to take tamkot, to take horseradish. The kibbutz should chorif ma'ay. Now since, as already mentioned, it's very bitter. Yechoyim the faro. One is able to grate it, but my brother is not a grater. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah makes this more strong, and he doesn't just say one is able to grate it, he says indeed one should grate it. Because it is so strong that eating it in whole pieces is considered to be almost sakana, and certainly not derech achila, and is not a key of the mitzvah. And although he mentions there is one das yochid in the place who says that one should not grate it, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the halacha, and one should grate it. Rashi is Zaru Shloyoko Gugari. Rashi is doing it in such a way that its faith hasn't completely dissipated. And therefore, the place can write the Ishta Barbarik Sheboy of Vesak Nete, while she'll do it in the evening after one arrives home. Now, there are some who say that it appears that our, I don't know what horseradish they had, but it appears that our horseradish nowadays, even if you grate it in the afternoon, still retains pretty strong taste, and therefore many people are not mackered about this.
It's just more problematic because of Shabbos.
Oh, if it's Shabbos, then certainly you need to grate it beforehand. If it's Yom Tov, then you have an option. You are allowed to grate it on Yom Tov. Let's just see here the brackets in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. If one does use a grater on Yom Tov, one needs some very small shinoi. The shinoi is mentioned even simply, instead of if you would normally grate it onto a plate, you grate it onto the countertop and then put it in a plate. A very minimal shinoi, which won't get involved in a lot of some token on Yom Tov.
If taste change,
yeah.
Then
then there could be more reasons to be mad.
If it
might taste like material,
then
you were married to the material.
I think you are
allowed to, but we're going to get involved
in that. What they're saying is that if that taste won't deteriorate, if by doing it earlier, then you shouldn't have it earlier.
Over Shabbos. I'm sorry, Lafaro. If it falls to be Shabbos, then on Shabbos there's no grating, and if it's written Lafaro, Kodim Alayla, then most certainly one should grate it, Kodim Alayla, via Aseva, one should cover it, Ad Alayla, until the night. Avon Yoise Toy, however, as we already said, it is halakhically more preferable, Lokachat Hazeres, to take lettuce, Shikaso, which is Kaso, lettuce as we know it, Vanoyah, or Isloy, but Nitron borrowed the Fishik Sheshoya the Karka Nata Akela Mar. Now, here is the answer to this enigma which everybody is troubled by. Why is lettuce borrowed? So the post can say that if one leaves it to grow longer in the ground than when one normally cuts it, it will become more bitter. The central stalk of it will become bitter, and therefore it is called a bitter mini. And the acceptance of most Poskim is that it is not necessary for the cure of this mitzvah to have the bitter taste in one's mouth when one eats it. It has to be a min that is classified as a bitter min, as a min which is mar. And since this vegetable, if one leaves it in the ground for longer, will become bitter, it also qualifies as a bitter vegetable. Now there are some, the Chazanish says this way, that say that one needs to have something that is bitter, has a bitter taste in the mouth. And therefore, according to this shitter, you can only use the lettuce after you have, if you would indeed leave it in the ground that long, until it had become bitter, and then you would be able to use it within the mitzvah. So obviously most of our regular lettuce probably wouldn't qualify for the mitzvah according to this opinion of the Chazon Ish.
Yeah, you answer my question, because my question is that they say, why do you need to wait? It's not bitter at all. It's very pleasant when I eat today this
right.
So what
is Chazon Ish?
Okay,
it's a rotten,
but what
kind of
why?
So Chazon Ish, very good. You only have it when it becomes bitter. But most Poskim, I have to stress again, this is not the view of most Poskim. Chazon Ish is a Das Yochim. You might see something follows it, you'll understand where they're coming from, but this is not the opinion of most Poskim. Most Poskim understanding that the Mishnah is defining items that are called a min which is mar. Why is it called a min which is mar? It isn't always mar, but if you leave it to a certain stage of growth, it will become mar, and that is sufficient.
Sorry, another one I've got checked
earlier. Yeah.
If you leave it after you chew it up, the aftertasting
and the aftertaste is also a little bit bitter. I've seen that as well.
Abraham, you feel bitterness after tasting?
I don't usually wait that long to find out.
You know, you eat something else to wash it down, so you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Chazanish people do to write that. I just thought they were going to say the Chazanish. I imagine that they follow his view. And I suppose following that, they either only have horseradish, or they get hold of some
lettuce.
That's taco bitter.
He wants to use that.
It's because of the minor of having lettuce, just because of all this. Maybe they can get hold of some lettuce that's been left in the ground to grow for longer, and taco became bitter.
When I was young, we used to have something called romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
And maybe more and more kind of bitter thing. But I think in Rakhine's Australia, well,
right.
they use regular letters. Even South Africa, they even started using regular letters. Yes. But
I have a lot of various meaning that I like.
After you got the special thing called Romaine letters. Yeah. It was very popular.
For some reason, when there was New Shalom, people, very, very nervous before facing that it would not be there in their mouths. They're really nervous about it. They're not playing game.
Okay, so there you go.
Less minus grading. They're nervous about it.
They
would not fulfill a mitzvah. This is what they're worried about. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. But Yotzin continues the Kiss of Shavuot, but it also be Yotze Gambalav with a vegetable called lava hanikra, which is called vermut. I don't know if anybody can identify that in practical terms. It's also discussed by other places in this Min, and Mishnah Berurah actually writes that one should not make a brothel on Alakina's Moro on this Min, because it's a matter of doubt whether the Basali is Moro or not. So that one's out. Now, Kola Minim, she goes to them and continue all the Minim that there are, Mitzarabin Zeim Zeim Kazayis, can join one with the other to create a Shio Kazayis. So that brings us to what we mentioned, that one can add some lettuce and some horseradish together, some crane together, and make up a Kazayis, and one is Yotze. So Yotze, that one could be Yotze made by Alim being the clocking with all different parts of these various plants, whether with the leaf, and whether with the central stalk, and the loy b'sharoshi. But not with the sharoshim, the roots. So I'm sharoshim kitanim hamispatzlim the kama, which are small roots that spread out this way and that way when it grows in the ground. Avol hasharish hagol, the big central stalk, sheavoy gedeim ha'alim, on which the leaves grow, ashu tovol v'karaka, although it grows in the ground, kubetal kelach, that is called the stalk, not the root. So with horseradish, obviously, that central part, which we tuck and eat, the white part, even though I think it grows in the ground, and only the leaves grow above the ground, that is called the stalk. One could theoretically also eat the leaves, I don't know whether anybody does. I don't know what it tastes like. The leaves of the horseradish.
I don't know.
We don't see them in the supermarket, I don't think.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Never seen.
Okay, I believe that they grow that. They grow that, and they have leaves. They grow that. What it would taste like?
Something green there, no question.
What it would taste like, or how edible they would be, I don't know. I might say that halacha states it could be yotze with them. And we call mokoi toy yotze, little ha'ale ba'kela ha'yotze, cook for karaka. Now some say one should not take the leaves. Hiyesh omrush lashu v'karaka nikra shoyush. Some say that which is inside the ground is called the shorish. But the Mishnah Berurah makes no mention of this, and we've never heard of anybody being questioned to this.
Even a stalk, see a stalk also, the bit of the stalk which is above the ground.
Which is above the ground? It doesn't go all in the ground?
No, that's what it says there. And the kelach.
Yeah.
A kelach, a yosef.
Only the kelach, which is the yosef.
Yeah, that piece that comes out says
it. Yeah, it might be different for the different minutes.
Five minutes.
One can only use the leaves when they are still properly fresh. Once they begin to dry out, they're no longer kosher for the mitzvah. Aval haklachim, but the stalk, which is thicker, yotzim b'ayin bein lachim bein yaveshim, one can be yotzim if they dry them. But, as lo, now it comes quite important halacha, lo b'im v'shalim, not when they have been cooked, or v'vushin, and also not when they have been soaked. Now what does it mean, soaked? So the Mishmura mentions that anything which has been left in water for over 24 hours is halachically called soaked. Kodesh also has ramifications in all areas, many areas of halacha, and over here as well. So if your lettuce was soaked in water for over 24 hours, one cannot use it anymore for morrow. Right. So this is something to bear in mind. Okay, maybe not so usual, because maybe one normally washes the lettuce probably on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I'll tell you why it could be more than a gear, maybe especially in chutzlaret, where they have 2 days of seder, so you could wash, you soak it in the water on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, enough lettuce for 2 days, you pull out half to use it for the Leila Seder, and you leave the other half for the coming Leila Seder. So if you do that, then it could be in trouble. And another sort of spin-off of this did some mention, even if you did take it all out of the water, but you could think maybe that takes a storage in a plastic bag or something. And sometimes if it wasn't properly dry, depending how much there is there, maybe just a little bit, but if there's a good amount of water can collect on the bottom of the bag, and then the bottom leaf or so, the first leaf or two could be sitting in a puddle of water at the bottom of this bag. Yeah. So those bottom leaves have now become kavush in water, and are not kosher for the mitzvah. Just add to that, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there are various opinions regarding kavush. There are some who say that only kavush in choylitz, in vinegar, is called kavush, but kavush in water isn't called kavush. And the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah ruling is that one can be mekul b'di'eved on something that was soaked in water, but only regarding horseradish. Because horseradish is very strong and doesn't really lose much time after being soaked in water. But with lettuce, much rather he would be matme even with the evidence. So this is something to bear in mind and to take care. Okay, we'll stop here. I wish everybody a kosher and Pesach. Maybe I'll still see people around over here. Probably will. I'll be here a little bit during Birkat Hamazon as well. But if I don't see you, so a kosher and Pesach, I was lovely spending a whole month. And the Mr. Shem will be resuming next month after Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
Yeah.